My husband is in the ministry but also has a successful full-time career in the secular world, and I'm worried it's changing his view at home. He's made comments about me not working and what I do as a stay-at-home mom not being enough or as important compared to moms that do work outside the home. I'm not sure what to do. It makes me very mad and puts a lot of strain on our relationship. He wasn't raised with this thinking, and it's come about only recently. How do I fight this? Counseling is not something he'd be willing to take part in. He is dead set against it. He sees it as a failure and feels everything would be fine if I would just change the things in me that he sees as problems.
Well, there's a lot involved in that. And, you know, and I've not seen these questions in advance, and so it's difficult to even know where to begin with that. I think there are issues, and then there are issues. There's underlying issues in this. There needs to be a face-to-face communication that's very clear on some of these issues. But I certainly would say this. Your role as mothers with your children is the highest calling, along with your role as wife to your husband. And if I was going to put one of those first, it's being wife to your husband, of course. There's many reasons for that. For one thing, the best thing you can do for your children is to love your spouse. The thing that produces the greatest amount of security in a child is to see his parents in loving relationship with each other. So yeah, you're going to be imperfect. You're not going to do everything right. And sometimes you're going to get mad. I mean, Nancy and I never did around our kids, but no. We just go in the other room and yell. No. But seriously, there are times where, you know, your kids are so, they pick up what's going on in your relationship. So you better deal with your relationship with spouses. And if you start thinking, well, okay, my husband and I don't have this greater relationship, but I'm going to make up for it by giving the kids mom time and mom attention, whatever. Take some of that time with the kids and invest that in your husband however you can do that. And it won't just be better for your marriage, it will be, but it will be better for your children. Children do not respond well to a home in which there's these kinds of ongoing stresses and tensions. So obviously, there's a serious marriage problem going on here. And if it's not addressed, and I know the person is asking, how do I address it? But this is a time bomb, you know, that's waiting to go off, and don't let it be swept under the rug. Don't let those kinds of issues sit. Address them head on, prayerfully. Come to them in the 1 Peter 3, you know, sense where you're, well, let me just read it. 1 Peter 3, 1, wives, in the same way, be submissive to your husbands, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives when they see the purity and reverence of your lives. Your beauty should not come from outward adornments, such as braided hair and wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. Instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a quiet and gentle spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. So you do this for the Lord, but it also has a ministry to your husband. Now, when I read that, you could say, oh yeah, but that doesn't relate to this question because this is a man who is a Christian. Well, what it's saying is, if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wife. There's a time when Christian husbands are not believing the word. They're not living according to Scripture or thinking according to Scripture. If a man truly believes, and in all fairness to this man, if I was talking to this person, I'd say, well, I'd need to talk to your husband to find out what he really, the way we portray other people sometimes is not maybe exactly the way they would portray themselves, let's say. And so I would say to him, do you really believe that your wife being home with the children is a bad thing? and find out what he really believes in that regard. If he thinks that it would actually be better to be working full-time outside the home and having the kids in child care or whatever, and qualify that sometimes I know that has to happen because of issues, the single mom, other types of issues. Anything that can be done to prevent that, I would really encourage. I mean, working a small number of hours part-time can be no problem, can actually be quite positive. But large bulk of hours are going to result in neglect of the children. But in 2 Timothy 1, Paul is talking to Timothy. He says, I've been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice. Notice that grandfather and father are not mentioned. And I think it's significant because I think it means they probably weren't believers or probably weren't taking the role that they should have taken. Or by the time he got to a certain age, they might have died. They might have left the home, whatever. But it's mother and grandmother. And he's saying, I'm reminded of your sincere faith, Timothy, and that faith first dwelt in your grandmother and in your mother, Eunice, and I am now persuaded lives in you also. And then later on in chapter 3, he says, as for you, Timothy, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it. Who? Mother and grandmother. And how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures. And in the original language, the word that is translated infancy means infancy, which is why it's translated that way. Okay? And you go, well, of course, it doesn't mean infancy. I mean, maybe 3-4 years old, something like that. The word, no. You have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And that all goes back to the training of children through exposure to God's Word. Now, it's not just enough that you're in the same house with your kids all day. Your calling as a mother is not just to not be arrested for neglect. It's not just to have a fire pit so far out beyond the house that you can't hear your kids crying so you can have special times. I'm kidding. But seriously, your goal is to invest in them. And I would say, bring the Word of God to your children. Talk about Jesus in your home. And that investment is something that you can't put a price on. That is so far beyond anything else. And very frankly, it's much more important than anything that your husband is doing. I don't minimize what your husband is doing. It sounds like I just did. It's just that there can't be anything better than this. There just can't be. I mean, at the end of anybody's life, at the memorial service, do people stand up, Bob was the best businessman I ever knew. He worked 100 hours a week in the office, and he did this, and he made millions of dollars, and that's why we're all here, and we all respect him so much, and the family's sitting there. I mean, that's the test of it. It's, do you invest yourself in your children? So, bottom line, the mom and the dad in this situation need to really connect relationally in their marriage, and I hear them saying he's not going to get counseling. Well, something's going to need to change here. So if it's not professional counseling, it's Christian friends, intervene. We've got to deal with this. We cannot let this go on. So be submissive on the one hand, but when you see something that is threatening to destroy your marriage and family, be proactive. Take the initiative. That's not being unsubmissive. That's acting in a way that is in everyone's best interest. That applies to pornography in the home. Do not let that go on. It must be decisively dealt with. But it isn't you taking charge. It must be done in prayer and humility and saying, what can I do to serve you and help you? And I want to submit to you. And if there's anything that I can do that would make me a better wife for you, I want to do it. Tell me. But in this area, we can't let this go. We got to deal with it.